Corner Scotty world out of border. Sons and daughters, fodder and martyrs. The poor slaughtered for the fortunes of the forefathers. From the stocks on Wall Street to the Iraqi borders. Bodies falling, rockets flying, profits steady multiplying. Taxes paid for villages pillaged and laid to waste. In vast mass graves, soldiers remain smoldering in the shade. Prospects for peace begin to fade, cease. And I lost vultures feast. An albatross eats the eggs of a dove. A clouded cloud of blood blots out the sun that now sets in the east before it even rises. 10,000 gunshots resound as one to silence the violent pleas of children crying. Victory, defeat, history repeats. The misery is deep, the dead dying, lying in heaps. Complicit politicians elicit dollar costs as the beast hollers. The Holocaust swallows victims like a hungry gaping wound a thousand miles across, into which we toss a band-aid. No escaping doom is man's hate. Incites a lethal upheaval, a tidal wave of unbridled evil and a rampage that drapes the landscape in destruction. People reel in post-traumatic stress. The most dramatic test is yet to unfold as refugees attempt to go home. The old flag is burning, effigy, dysentery, leprosy, amputees. Dissidents uphold a legacy of untold atrocity. And animosity is the powerful impose the new mode of democracy.
Can you
I'm wondering what the button's for. Succumbing to a government that chooses to make love with war. What you running for? Is it re-election or are you concerned? We realize you served a whole term immersed in deception. Getting defensive, pedestrians left in fear. Sending adolescents to death sentences, we won't accept them. Drinking beer while rich campaign contributors remaining conspicuous. As starving children to carpe diem, they look at you like you're ridiculous. Pieces, antithesis, disfigured corpses as bullets form. But pores from punctured skin, name a battle. It's not a holy war, and I'm not talking about religion. The president gets showered with praises. It amazes me, bloodbaths are forgiven. And within our borders, it's made us obsessed with violence. 12,000 gun deaths a year, more than all of the countries combined. And now you're frightened as hell, while the government and media blame the music. They should truly indict themselves, turning youth into soldiers who haven't had time to soul search. Juvenile suicide bombers, explosives strapped to their shoulders. Not getting older, and the prosperous still get pardoned. Our militaries comprised from slums and low-income apartments. We've become the targets of terrorists, mostly due to arrogance. From provoking oil wars to the Tuskegee experiments. Imagine staring down the barrel of a rifle at only 18 and have faith to keep carrying the Bible.
Can you hear?
For me to pass.